Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Some have called it the silent sin, yet it is infecting our culture in epidemic proportions. A recent survey from Internet Filter Review reported that 47% of Christians admit that pornography is a major problem in their homes. And it's not just men who struggle with this silent secret sin. Today's Christian Woman states that 1 in 6 women, including Christian women, struggle with pornography addiction. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we're finishing up our October series on the lies of the devil that trick us so we can't experience the treats that God has for us. And if you've missed these shows, feel free to go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and take a listen. But today, Bruce, I guess we're following up on last week's program where we chatted about romance novels and pornography.
Yeah, that's right, Cap. And the data you just shared with us screams that while we don't like to talk about it, we need to address this secret sin, this epidemic plaguing our culture called pornography. And if it were a disease today, we'd have every resource focused on finding a cure and its elimination.
Well, Bruce, in a very careful way, can you quickly define for us what is pornography?
Well, it's a visually stimulating, mind-altering, powerfully addictive activity that can bring godly people to their knees in spiritual defeat. And, you know, it's a mental bondage that wants to consume the thought lives of men and women. And just like any other addiction, Cap, porn will end in private and possibly even public disgrace and humiliation. And it seeks to seduce her victims by posing as an acceptable outlet for sexual expression without a partner or as a aid to those who wish to enhance their love lives within a relationship. And therein lies the lie that it doesn't enhance relationships, it eradicates them, and it will destroy marriages because it perpetrates another lie of the devil, which says, my spouse isn't good enough, my spouse can't meet my needs, and too many spouses find this lie irresistible.
Well, Bruce, let's camp on that. Focus a little bit more on that, on the whole aspect of the spouse.
Okay, well, you know, no spouse can compete with what pornography portrays to be true, especially wives, you know, but both partners appear to be perfect physical specimens, always ready and willing, any place, any time, always responding with that euphoric enthusiasm to whatever it is they want to do. And so when spouses compare their partners to what they've seen, they find that they don't measure up and they reject their partners as adequate lovers and plow deeper and deeper into their pornography addiction, seeking that elusive gratification. Mm-hmm. And so they find themselves trapped in a vicious cycle of wanting porn over their spouse, and it shatters God's loving plan for what the physical union was all to be about in marriage.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce, any other lies of pornography that you can think of?
Well, yeah, another lie, Cap, is that porn will make you a better lover. You know, it's a lie because God created the marital union to be more than just an isolated physical act. And we see that counselors tell us that spouses of porn addicts feel very unfulfilled and used, going through the motions because they know their partner isn't making love to them, but they're having, fulfilling some porn fantasy.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jesus did say that lust or this fantasy act would be viewed by mm-hmm. God the same as committing adultery. Is that correct?
Exactly. You're thinking of Matthew 5:27, where Jesus said, you've heard it said that don't commit adultery, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman or hear a person lustfully has already committed adultery with him or her in his heart. So we see that pornography is a sin action, and it produces these thoughts that separate us from our spouse and from our God.
So I guess just like all the lies we've covered, we can't forget that God's truth and power can certainly overcome pornography.
And that is a fantastic point, Cap, and that is the greatest truth of this whole series that comes out of John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you and me than he that is in the world. And pornography addiction can be defeated, and hope and healing are available through Jesus Christ. And the process is going to take time. It won't be easy, but when it's purged from marriage, you're going to be able to understand complete intimacy in a relationship like, you know, couples have never experienced before.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and we're going to try and make a point to post some links to some resources out on the web. You're welcome to visit us at pebblesoftruth.com and click on the family activity link. But next week, we're going to start a new series of programs to help us get ready for Thanksgiving. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.